Come on up, brother. I want you to look at the family resemblance that's there, that's here. You know, see that? So you all can see that, right? You can see that? You see that? I know a lot of them don't. Some of them know, but some of them don't know. But Jim is part of the apostolic team that is over me. I don't know if you realize that or not. He and a group of other guys that love Living Word Fellowship, they speak into our lives. They are our apostolic head. I send him the financial stuff every year, and he gets to look over it. And I don't know what he does with it. I just know he looks over it, and it's up to him and Lori if he wants any information. He's open for anything at all. So he's one of our apostolic coverings, and we appreciate him very, very much. And we just welcome you to Woodward, Oklahoma. Amen. Now he's from Liberal, Kansas. So we, you know, Kansas is really northern Oklahoma. So we got Texas that's southern Oklahoma, and then Oklahoma, and then northern Oklahoma. We're just gonna believe we're gonna annex in the whole part of it. But anyways, let's give him a great big warm Woodward welcome.
Why don't somebody say praise the Lord? Why don't somebody say praise the Lord? Why don't somebody say praise the Lord like you mean it? Amen. Give him a great big hand praise. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. I say praise the Lord. Thank God for being with you again. Amen. Thank God for my wife, Sister Holman, being with me. Amen. Just kind of stand up and let them see that beautiful face. Amen. Thank God. Brother Cox and his wife Shelley, my friends. I'm a funny guy. I had an individual come to my church and said some things, and he was speaking, and he said that I was such and such to him, and I couldn't witness it. If you're a friend, I'll say you're a friend. If you're not, I won't, and I won't get an agreement. I'm real. If I love you, I'll tell you I love you. If I don't, I won't. I don't fake it. You know, now I might want to love you, but if it's not there, it's not there. I believe in keeping it real. How about that? I believe in keeping it real. Amen. If I like you, I like you. If I don't, you'll know. Now, I believe we need to keep it real. Amen. You know, some things we was taught to say, but we don't believe it. We just say it because we was taught to say it. Amen. I thank God for all of you being here this morning. I hope that I'll give you a word to cause you to march on and accomplish everything that God has called you to do. I like what Sister Shelley said, don't be afraid. Let God use you. Amen. When she said that, I thought about Mary. And I said, Mary that has found favor. And Mary and said, you shall bring forth a son. And Mary said, how can this be when I know not a man? Basically, she said, I haven't done what I'm supposed to do to make this happen. And I said like this, if God said it's going to happen, you just got to say, be it unto me. She was looking at her own qualifications. Don't look at your qualifications. For them that he called, he qualifieth. You just say, be it unto me, and watch it happen. Am I in the right church? Come on, give him a hand praise. Amen. Many of my blessings have came by just saying, be it unto me, Lord. Amen. Looking at myself, it has nothing to do with me, but it has everything to do with him. Amen. And so great things is going to happen for you and to you if you learn how to say, be it unto me, and let it happen. Give God a hand praise. Praise the Lord. I want to preach to you today real shortly, not going to be preventing you very long. I want to talk to you about, here's the deal. Look at somebody and say, just please God. Open your Bibles, Proverbs 16 and 17. What a mighty God we serve. I spent the night with my brother and sister, and they put me in this room. And my wife, I usually get up at 3:30 or 4, and I'm up. And I'm good to go. It didn't work that way this morning. Where I live, you can hear the dogs bark. You can hear the cars go by. And so I do snore. And so I told Sister Shelley, I said, look, I don't know. This is going to be rough. She said, no, it'll be all right. And they locked me in this room.
<You're real. laughs>
They did let me out. No, look. But I will say this. The room was so solid and quiet that I found myself sleeping like a baby. I mean, I slept. It was good. Amen. I thank God for them opening up their house and allowing us to stay with them. And I just don't stay with everybody, but I will stay with a friend. I mean that. That's just me. We'll get to town and get a room quick. And so when you say I can stay, I say I've already got a room. That's real. I want you to go with me to Proverbs 16th chapter, verse 7. It says something. We'll find out, right? I'm going to open your eyes today, and you're going to get a chance to defeat your enemy. David said, when my enemies was compassed about me. I'm going to help you out right now so you don't think you're special. Everyone in here has an enemy. Everyone in here has an enemy, at least one. Now, some of us, I don't know how many you got. But you got some enemies, and you need to know that. And you don't need to be surprised when they rise up. Because every time an enemy rises up, we get surprised. Oh, my God, what's going on? It's your enemy. It's his job. Stay with me. But I'm going to give you something to defeat the enemy with. It's going to be very simple. It's going to be easy. Listen to me today, and it's going to be good. I've seen it work in my life. And when it started working, I said, is that all it took? You won't even have to sweat. Proverbs said, it says it like this here. You know, it's a real sweet spirit in here. It's like Sister Shelley said. I just take my time. Bible says it just like this. Why don't you, everybody, read it with me? 16 and 7. What does scripture say? When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. There's power in pleasing. There's not a person in here that does not want to be pleased. And the power of when you please somebody, it takes them off of guard. It'll cause them to do things they really didn't want to do. But the fact that you have pleased someone, please, 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 are you with me? When you please somebody, it makes them happy. Am I in the right place? When somebody is pleased, they are satisfied. We all want to be satisfied because when we're satisfied, we find contentment. When we're pleased. So the scripture says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Now we've got some enemies. We've got financial enemies. Health issues. What is my enemy? Who is my enemy? He's your adversary. Your adversary, the devil, goes about seeking whom he may devour. We've got enemies. We've got enemies. I've got to get that through your mind. You've got enemies. Some of us wake up in the morning and say, I couldn't think of anyone that would want to hurt me. He's a lovely guy. He didn't have an enemy in the world. Somebody lied. When someone comes up hurt or someone comes up sick or someone comes up missing, somebody says, I just really wouldn't know anybody that didn't like him. He had no enemies. You've got an enemy. I don't care how nice you be, how you get up, how sweet you are, how you treat, you've got an enemy. And because you've got an enemy, you need to be on guard. You've got an enemy. Isn't it strange how you can be, things can be going perfect and just right, and all of a sudden your enemy will rise against you? Have you ever had a great day and it just couldn't get any better, and out of the blues, pow! Everything turned around. Just one moment. And it turned everything around.
How long did the fight last? I don't know. Might have lasted a year. Some of you might have got in a fight years ago, and it's still going on. You're still fighting right here. It's still controlling you. It's still pushing you. It's still pushing buttons in your life and telling you what to do, where to go. You've got enemies. Maybe you got attacked years ago, and now you can't submit. You can't obey. You can't follow. You've got an enemy that need to be defeated. It's not the fact that someone cannot understand you, they know what you went through, but you've got an enemy. And just going along with it is not good enough. The enemy need to be defeated. I can work with you, and I say, I understand why you like that. I'm going to work with you. I'm going to be patient with you because I know. But the bottom line, it needs to be dealt with. So the Bible says, when a man's ways make it, please the Lord, he make it even his enemies to be at peace with him. I want you to go with me to Mark 6 and 22. Mark 6 and 22. I believe that's where I'm going. And when the daughter said unto Herod, it came in and danced and please Herod, and then that sat with him. And when the daughter of said Herodias came in and danced and pleased him. And when she danced, she pleased him. When she danced, she satisfied him. Now, I don't think everybody agreed with the dance she was doing. But I'm here to encourage you this morning, amen. Everybody might not agree with the dance that you're doing. But the dance that you do, long as it pleased the king, and the king is King Jesus, you get up on the dance floor and do your dance. Am I in the right church? I mean, everybody's not going to like your dance. I don't know if she was doing the boogie-woogie or the James Brown. But one thing I do know, she pleased the king, and the king said, I'm going to give you what you want. Am I in the right church? It's time for folks to get up and do their dance and please the king. And get your blessing. For he said, if a man's ways please the Lord, he make him and your enemies to be at peace with you. Some of you got some enemies that need to be brought up under your foot, because I heard God say, I'll make your enemy your footstool. A footstool is nothing but something to get comfortable or stand a little taller. Am I in the right church? Look at your neighbor and say, you better please the king. Tell him dance. Do your dance. Whatever it is. Am I in the right place? I remember going into the closet, and I was in the closet, and this thing came over me, but I didn't have no music, and I made a whole lot of noise in there. And here's the deal. My wife got power. She got power over me. You see, because when you read about Herodias, after she had danced and she pleased the king, he said something. Now, listen to what he said. Are you ready? Say that again. Whatever you want. Watch this. And God says, when a man waits, please the Lord, he make it even his enemies to be at peace, and he will give you the desires of your. The quickest way to get to anybody, I don't care whether it's your boss, whoever, it's just something about when you please somebody. When you please somebody, when you satisfy, because people wake up every day and they're not satisfied. And all of a sudden somebody comes into your life and they satisfy you. They tap into something no one else has tapped in, because I have not been satisfied until I came in contact with you. When Jesus met the woman at the well, she said, come see a man who told me everything I did. This was the man that said, I had five, but this was the only one satisfied me. The water that you drink, you thirst again. But when you drink of this, you'll never, You hit the spot, baby. You hit the spot. I don't know why I'm still standing here, but you made connection. You touched something that ain't nobody ever touched. I'm satisfied. I can't leave now. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. You better get this if you don't get nothing else. Honey, if you own your job and you're doing the work, if you bring satisfaction, somebody can say, keep them, keep them, keep them. Don't let them go. Am I in the right church? You're going to have to learn how to please. Stop half doing things. when a man's ways please the Lord? When you got up this morning, was what you doing, was it pleasing God? Because if you want to bring your enemies down, you don't have to please me. You don't have to please nobody else in here. But if you please God, come on, if you please God, he'll work out all the rest of it. Now, I don't want you to get this thing out of bounds. You're going to talk about, well, I don't care what you think. No, you're not pleasing God. You're acting crazy. There is a way to please God. There's a way to deal with things. There's a way to do things. God said, let everything be done in decent and in order. You can't break order and please God. But God got me doing this. God, no, 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 no. You can't break order. I remember John the Baptist when Jesus was coming. And John said, amen, I must decrease that he may increase. I'm not going, wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. Because Jesus even knew, I come but to do the will of the Father. And I know God says, let everything be done in decent and order. I'm not going to kick John out of the way. I'm going to have to wait till John back off so I can pull up. There's order. Am I in the right church? I must decrease that he may increase. Many a times in our life, amen, folks are trying to increase, but you're not waiting on the other one to decrease. Oh, I'm going to know I'm in the right church. When a man's ways please the Lord. So he looked and he said it like this here. Are you with me? He looked and he said, here we go. And he commanded them that they should take nothing. Hold on. Am I in the right place? Huh? And when Herod's the daughter said unto Herodias, came in and danced, and it pleased Herod, then they sat with him, all them that sat with him, everybody was pleased. And the king said unto the damsel, ask of me whatever thou will, and I will give it to thee. Now, here's the danger about that. Here's the danger. It's something about, I don't have to sugarcoat, though. Okay. Many things happen. Many relationships get in trouble. Many things happen. Many decisions are made when a person is satisfied. You can make bad decisions because somebody met your need. Can I preach? You can get in deep trouble because someone satisfied you at that moment. Because there is a sense of gratitude when somebody meets your need. You satisfied me. I want to satisfy you. Can I preach? This is why it's good to stay in the word. Amen. Don't get caught up in trying to satisfy folks so much as you trying to satisfy God. Because if you'll read this Bible, when it was all said and done, now watch this. He said, and he sware unto her, whatsoever thou shalt ask of me, I will give it thee unto the half of my kingdom. And she went forth and said unto her mother, what shall I ask? And she said, the head of John the Baptist. And she came in the straight way with haste unto the king and asked, saying, I will that thou give me by and by in a changer the head of John the Baptist. And the king was now, because she satisfied me in my moment, I made a deal. And now she asked me for John the Baptist's head, and I became exceedingly. Only because someone pleased me. Now we go back to when he said, when a man's ways please the Lord, he make it even his enemies to be at peace with him. God is a God that he should not lie. I got an advance in one of the major companies in Liberal because I had a job. And I'd gotten saved, and you know when you first get saved, you're full of the Holy Ghost, and you just want to do what God say. After a while, your battery run low. I mean, you know it's the truth. You remember the apostles, they had to go back and get a renewing of the Holy Ghost? Amen, it's just time for a renewing. And so anyway, I got saved, and I'm full of the Holy Ghost, and I'm telling everybody about Jesus, and I go in to do some tire business, and the man, he cussed me out. And then he cussed my Jesus out. And then he got on my pastor. Now, you got to remember, I just got saved. I was pistol packing Pete. Okay? I'm the guy that was doing the shooting and the stabbing and the cutting. And so as he went off on me, he's sitting at his desk like this, and I'm standing over here like this. Thank God for the Holy Ghost, because he was talking. And the devil was too. I said, now he's sitting down there, and my hand's already on the desk. You know, I ought to just flip this right over like that and finish what I started. And I'm sitting there, and I'm sitting. He started cussing, and I'm just standing there, and he think I'm crying because he's cussing me. And I'm crying because I can't flip that desk over on him. Now, I'm being real. I'm sitting here, and I'm battling. I'm here. Just flip it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. So finally, the tears start coming down my face. And he said, now, get on out of here. You got to remember, this is the guy who was shooting, stabbing, cutting, doing everything. You just didn't fool with Jimmy Holman. And so I go home. I just walk on out and go home. And I walk in the door, and my wife was standing there. And I said, honey, he cussed me out. She looked at me, because this ain't, they in the world they call me D. And she looked at me, and I'm crying. I said, he cussed me. And I didn't do nothing. Oh, it just broke me down. It, because I was supposed to put him in a place. Do you know what? When a man's ways please the Lord, there I was struggling to get my business going. The owners of that place gave me a key, well, offered me the key to his house in Mexico where he built this fine home, gave me a line of credit, let me pay when I got ready to pay, called me to work their business, and these are the same people that fired me. That's why I was on my own. And now they turn around and gave me whatever I ask. And just a few months ago, I was offered to come in and run the company, which I don't want. I was offered to buy the company, which I don't want. But I'm trying to get a point through. When you get into it, you don't have to fight me. You just got to please him, and he'll fight me, because the battle is not yours. God said it's mine. Y'all ain't hear what I'm saying. When you really get ready to win, you don't try to whoop me. You just try to please God, and God will whoop me. Am I in the right church? When you get ready for a raise, don't get all upset with me. You just please God in what you do and how you act, and he'll get you that raise. Oh, no, y'all ain't hearing me. You're not hearing me. You're not hearing me. You want to get healed? You really want to get a healing? No, well, just let me walk. Let me please you. Because you'll make sickness my enemy. You'll make it my footstool. Come on. You got to get this. We are the people of God. We are a peculiar people. And oftentimes when we get up in whatever situation we get into, we got to look towards heaven and say, Lord, now I'm in this mess. How can I please you while I'm in this mess? Not fix the mess, but please you while I'm in the mess. We wake up and we're trying to figure out how to fix it and maneuver and get it straightened out, rather than say, what can I do while I'm in this mess that's going to please you? And David said, and he behaved himself wisely over and over. He behaved himself wisely. He behaved himself wisely. And Joseph went in and he said, look, I'm going to put you over everything, because he pleased God. Though I was locked, I was in prison, yet I was running the show. Why? Because I please God. I don't have to whoop you. I just got to please God. I don't even have to get dirty. I don't have to sweat it. I ain't got to earn my living by the sweat of my brows no more. The curse has been lifted. All I got to do is please God. How can this be when I have not done what I... All I need to do is please God. Would y'all stay with me just for a minute? Look at somebody and say, just please God. I know you're angry. I know you want to cuss him out. I know you want to punch him. But whoa, 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 whoa. Do you really want to get him? Yeah. Just please God. But he's going to get away. No, he's not. just please God. We lose many fights and many battles because we get into it and we feel we have to rise up and say, it's okay to rise up, but rise up the way God would have you to rise up. Please God. My wife have defeated me so many times.
She can't handle me.
Yes, she can. All she have to do is please God. It's something about when people please us and satisfy us. We'll go out. If she wants something, all she got to do is please me. And I'll go out and get in debt over my head. And I said, what did I do this for? I wasn't thinking. No, I wasn't. I'm trying to help you here. That is the power. How many of y'all know when you're pleased, you want to give it back? I got children. And this is how they work me. If one of them pleased me, he don't even have to ask me. It just creates something in me to just do something for him. I want to reward him. Somehow I've got to get this thing back in his hand for what he have made me feel and how he have satisfied me. Am I in the right place? It becomes your desire when they please you. Why does she do that? You satisfied me. Oh, you don't get me. What about when God asks you, gives you something, you say, thank you, Lord. What about when you ask God for something and he don't give it to you? How do you act? Because it works this way. You can ask God for something and he'll watch your attitude. And if you got the right attitude, you'll look back and say, now you can have it. He said, it don't mean nothing to me now. He said, I knew it then. Are your ways pleasing anybody? I don't care whether it's your mate, your husband, whatever. You got to ask yourself, I'm with you. Uh-oh, y'all should have been on the back row. I got you. Are you pleased? Don't say nothing because I don't want anybody to think nothing. Are you really pleased with him? Is he pleasing you? Is she pleasing you? Because it's the power. That's what the power is. My wife, I'm going to tell it off. She wanted to move. And she said, no, I just want to go look at the houses. Well, I don't want to look at no house because a man, he's going to look at the house to buy. You know, a woman just want to look at the beauty. I'm going to tackle it. You know, we hunters, nail it and got it. And I would say, no, not right now. And she'd had that attitude like, it's fine, baby. I just want to look at it. Uh-oh, I'm telling the women's secrets. Because it's like, wow, I'm satisfied. She satisfied me. And she not even knowing it, when she satisfied me on the inside, I had already made up my mind, what do you want? I want to do it. And soon as opportunity presents itself for me to do it, I do it. Are y'all with me? The power of pleasing. Okay, are you with me? Let me read a scripture. Let me read a scripture for you. I want to read. It says 1 Kings 3 and 7. 1 Kings 3 and 7. Is that in the Bible? 1 Kings 3 and 7. Let's see if that's where I'm going. 1 Kings 3 and 7. And now, O Lord, my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David, my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. I'm going to say something. Let me keep reading. Okay? Are you ready? Let me keep reading. And thy servant is in the midst of the people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for the multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge the people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this, thou so great a people? And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing and has not asked for thyself long life, neither has asked riches for thyself, nor hast thou life of thy enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern the judgment, behold, I have done according to thy word. Lo, I have given thee a wise
and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among thy king like unto the all of thy days. He asked something that satisfied God. What are you asking? He asked, little did he know. I remember my bishop when I first got saved and I was in the church, and we working just like normal people, just getting by like everybody else. And my pastor's car broke down and I went down. I felt led to get him a car. So I went down and signed a note and got him a car. And I've got five brothers and a mother, and they looked at me and said, boy, you're over there and you're letting that preacher use you. I didn't satisfy them. But I was happy. God was okay. And the preacher was okay. But I was broke. Just a few weeks later, the same person I went and bought that car from, he opened up a line of credit for me and just said, come get them and pay me when you sell them. And I'd done that for 6 months. You see, it wasn't about me. I was asking. I wanted it so I could help somebody. I danced and I pleased the king. I didn't please everybody, but I pleased God. How many times did you back up because you wasn't pleasing everybody? But as long as you please him. Church, we've got to learn how to do your dance. Do your dance. When a man's ways please the Lord, he make it even his enemies to be at peace with him. Are you ready? Don't you get tired of that enemy messing with you? Come on, let's keep it real. He just constantly. If it ain't this one, it's that one. No, I want those days when you get up and you say, boy, this is a good day. Ain't nobody bothering me. When a man's ways please the Lord, he make it even his enemies to be at peace with him. So she danced, and he was exceedingly sorrowful for the decision that he had made. But he made that decision out of his satisfaction. You bless me, I want to bless you. How many of y'all know that's in us? When people satisfy and treat us good, ain't we got something on the inside of us that want to turn around and be good to them? How much so your heavenly Father? You pleased me. You pleased me. Did you please God this morning? Watch this. God said in Hebrews, he talked about helping others. When you reach out and help others, you please God. You just open the door for him to defeat your enemies. Am I in the right place? He says it like this here. And faith without works is dead. Are you trying to please anybody? Are you trying to please anybody around you? Anybody? Your wife, your husband, your friend, God? Are you trying to please anybody but yourself? Come on now. Amen? I'm going to get to the main point. He said one thing about it. Those that walk in the flesh, you cannot please God. You sowing unto the flesh, you cannot. It's impossible. You cannot please God when you're walking in the flesh. Because flesh is an enemy to the spirit. They war against one another. They will not get an agreement. There will be no unity. They war against one another. He that soweth to the flesh shall reap corruption, and you cannot please God. Are you with me? Stay with me. He says it like this in 1 John 3:22. What you want, what you gonna get when you please God. 1 John, read that for me. Stop. And whatsoever we ask of him,
We get it because we what? Please him. Why is it? Listen to me. If you're really sincere about fixing your situation, just please him. Don't try to please yourself. Please him. And that thing will turn around. I told Brother Cox, it was last night, we was talking, I was saying, I cry more than ever because now I'm really, ain't it something how you can be saved so long and you really, really, really starting to tap in and see God doing stuff? And it's like, wow. I wanted some raggedy boots. No, I literally got up, my feet was hurting. I said, I don't want no new boots. I want something broke in and ready to go. And so I told my wife, well, let's go find me some boots. So we went to the et cetera shop. They didn't have no boots. I went around at the garage sales. I couldn't find no boots. I said, I got to find some boots. So at the end of the day, I stopped by my brothers. And I said, yeah, man, I've been out trying to find me some old used boots ready to go. He said, look over there, man, get them now. I don't wear them. I said, give them here. I'll put them babies on. I took off running. Y'all got to hear me. I'm telling you. And do I wear them boots every day? I got them boots on every day. And I thought about it. I said, Lord, you're just covering everything, ain't you? You got time to look for a pair of old raggedy boots for Jimmy Holman? I got you. Please listen to me, church. I'm not trying to entertain you. And sometimes I get angry when I'm preaching at the people because I'm like, you can experience what I'm experiencing just by saying yes. It's not just a sermon. Please hear me. I get angry sometimes because I'm sitting there watching people struggling and going through. And I'm saying, don't just take this as a message, but take this to heart and do it. And watch things change. It grieves me sometimes to see how much God is pouring on me and blessing me and the people that I care about. I said, stop it. The next time you get into a battle, you know what? I'm going to please God in this battle. The next time somebody hurts you, I'm going to please God in this battle. I literally had an encounter with the city manager, my enemy. And just a few days ago, huh? He wept, wrote a letter, and said, I want to come to your church and let those people know exactly the kind of man and the integrity that you have. Get if you want to. When a man's ways please the Lord, he making even his enemies to be at peace with him. He'll make your enemy your footstool. I don't care who he is or how high he stands, he'll bring him down and cause him to raise you up. We are the people. We got the word. If any man lacking wisdom, let him ask of the Lord. We have some of the most powerful people sitting right here in this congregation. God has no respect to person. What he did for others, he'll do the same for you if we apply. You go through battles. Next time your enemy rise up against you, please God, if you want to see him defeated. What does he mean? He made it even his enemies to be at peace. Enemy, a person who is active, your adversary, opposed, hostile against someone. We constantly got those spirits coming against us. It don't even have to be physical. It can be mentally. We serve a God that will make even your enemies be at peace. Have you ever said we're counting for the sheep for the slaughter all the day long? You wake up and you get out of this battle and there's another one. And there's another one. You just said, if I could just get 2 days. Anybody know what I'm talking about? If I could just get a break without these bills, waking up every day, just bills, 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 bills. Believe me, I've been on both sides. And it's like every day I got to get up and fight this same battle.
when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Let me ask you this. In finance, handling your finances, is your giving pleasing the Lord? Is your giving pleasing the Lord? When you give, is it pleasing the Lord? Are you a tithe payer? Are you saying, you know what, I want my finances big, but I'm not going to be paying no tithes. Honey, if you got a dollar, just give a dime. It ain't going to save you no how. I'm being real. Well, I can't give. I can't give my money. When I started paying tithes, me and my wife were struggling, and I got this Holy Ghost spirit up on me. My wife was working, and I said, you know what? The Lord told me to tell you to quit your job. So she quit her job. I'll be the man of this house. 2 weeks later, I was out of a job. I said, I'm still the man of this house. Bishop went to talking about paying tithes. I said, what is this tithe stuff? He looked at me and said, well, brother, that's 10% of your money. I said, okay, I'm going to do it. I got my last paycheck, and it was like $300-something every 2 weeks. I looked at my wife. I said, take the tithes out of that and pay it. Paid it. Let me tell you something. From that day on, I never been broke a day in my life. Because I stuck to the plan. I pleased God when the chips was down. Are you with me? The pressure going to come. And that's when you're going to have to choose whether I'm going to do it this way or God's way. Whether I'm going to deny myself or deny God. Anybody following me? But I can't afford it. No, you can't afford not to. Come on now. Please hear me. I'm coming. Look, here's a guy with an eighth-grade education. And I'm going to say this humbly, okay? I'm worth way over $1 million. I humbled myself. And I trusted God. That takes something, don't it? That takes something. I'm not saying it's easy. It's easy. Trust God when things is good. But it would say she gave more than any, for she gave out of her need. God sits high and he looks low. I want to encourage you, please the Lord. In your relationship, if the husband ain't acting right, you please God while he ain't acting right. If the wife ain't acting right, you please God while she ain't acting right. Are you with me? If the boss ain't acting right, you please God while he ain't acting right. Come on now. Wherever you at, you try to please God so he can flip that thing. Are you ready to see it flip? Too many people don't like, they own their jobs. And they say, he ain't right. And I'm just. Are you pleasing God with the way you acting? Flip that thing. Throw him off balance. Next time he acting like that, say, yes, sir, I got it. Y'all better hear me. I'm giving you some stuff to get you out. If you don't use it, you'll stay there. Are you with me? How many believers in here? Raise your hand. I'm going to lay hands up on you, and I want you to get a double portion of what God has given me. That's what I want you to have. So you can walk in this. And don't be just like Mary. How can this be when I have not done and qualified myself? Just say, be it unto me, Lord. For them that God call, he qualifieth. Are you with me? How many of y'all, when God called you to do something, you start looking at yourself and your own abilities? That's why you'll never get there. Don't look at your abilities. Look at his. Amen. Stand to your feet. Jesus said, and I've always sought to please the Lord. I want to encourage the whole body of Christ.
that when we leave this place, I want to challenge you for just one day. Now, that's a long time. Believe me, that is a long time to just please God. With my words, with my speech, what I say, what I do, and where I go. One day, that is a long time. Am I right or wrong? That is a long time. But I want to challenge you just for the rest of the day. See, you ain't even got 24 hours left. Just for the rest of the day, I'm going to please God with my words, with my giving, my speech, with my actions. That's a long time. That is a long time. Have you ever really thought about that? And see what happened. Did he say, look, you didn't get it. You didn't get it. You remember when Solomon asked for that? It wasn't a whole long day, a whole process. It was just one word. He just said something and said, okay, I like that. When he said it, he said, well, I heard what you said. That's cool. Give you riches and all that other stuff. It wasn't a long rehearsed speech. He didn't say it 8 days in a row. He just spoke it. And God said, this is yours. Because that's the kind of people we are. The minute you satisfy us, something on the inside of us rises up to satisfy you. Right or wrong? My daughter, and I'm going to let you go. My daughter was in a pageant. And to me, my daughter, she's beautiful. Everybody says she should have won, but she didn't win. And we got home, and she's talking to me, and I say, and I read to her, and I say, you are a winner. I don't know how old was she probably about. About 14. She's about 14. And believe me, when she walked, you got to know me, she stepped, bam, bam. And when she walked in there, she satisfied me so much. I reached in my pocket and I gave her $1,000. I said, you my winner, girl. Because she's satisfied. Do you see the power of satisfying? Don't just go through the motions. Try and satisfy. It's not about you. Ready for change, and I can't do it by myself. I'm ready for change. How can this be? this be? Quickly, just line up. And I'm going to come through and I'm going to touch. And when I touch your head, this is, you don't have to say a lot. I just want you to say, be it unto me. That's it. That's it. Be it unto me. That's all I want you to do. And I want you to believe God that the next time your enemy, when your enemy rise up against you, because he will rise up against you, amen, I want you to please God at that moment. I want you to do it the way God say do it. I don't care what it is. I just do it the way God say do it. I don't want to know about my feelings, but you don't understand how you feel. No. We walk by faith and not by sight. I preached a sermon. You cannot trust your feelings. They like water. They unstable. They up. They down. Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. So you can't trust those rascals. They'll tell you, I don't love you. And 2 minutes later, I do love you. They lie. But we can't trust God's word, okay? If you'll please God, you'll see things happen that you never thought could happen. It is not even into the minds of the heart what God has in store for you. But if you'll just please him, you'll see things happen. I only testify to that that's been going on with my life. Things that I couldn't even make happen. So we thank God for you today. Amen. At this time, I'm going to give it back to Pastor Cox. Amen. Receive it. Give him a hand, praise.
Thank you. Just stretch your hands towards the altar. I want to just pray for Jim. Cindy, if you'll come on up here also. We're in a new era. You got to sense it. You got to see it. And it's a new era to be able to please the Lord. There's times in my life where I may not have pleased him. But those times are past. And there's times in my life now that I am going to please him. I'm going to do everything I can to please him. So if you're at that place where maybe you've fallen, get back up. Don't allow the lies of the enemy to say there's nothing you can do to please the Lord. There is. Let me just pray for this couple right here today. Father, I just thank you that you are pleased here today. With all the ministry that's taken place, with the deliverance that's taken place, with the freedom that's been taken place, even the hurts and the pains that have been released right now in the name of Jesus. And God, all that this being done is pleasing to you. I thank you for Jim and Cindy. I thank you for their family. I thank you for their church family. I thank you for their love for you as well as their love for us. And I just ask you to continue to bless them, strengthen them, encourage them. And God, we thank you for this gift that's been in the house today. That it leaves a residue of anointing that when people walk in here, they just want to please you, and that burning that takes place to please you. God, we just bless them as a couple. We ask you to strengthen and encourage their lives for each other. That you be that third stranded cord. It's not broken. Thank you for this, and we bless him in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hey, you guys are dismissed. We love you. We bless you. If you need prayer, we want to pray for you. So don't run off if you need some prayer. But also, we send you forth in his power and his might. God bless you.